Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. Israeli extremists have vandalized a mosque and a church in occupied Palestine. Vandals attacked a mosque in Fruerudis near the city of Haifa. They wrote slogans on its wall demanding that all mosques be closed. Extremists also vandalized a church on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Church officials said a group of Jews in their teens damaged crosses there and attacked clergymen. In addition, an Israeli man was arrested after he threatened the Roman Catholic Bishop of Nazareth and said all Catholics should leave the country by May 5th or they would all be killed. The Assembly of Catholic Ordinaries criticized Tel Aviv for lack of any real response. They said there was a grave and increasing frequency in price tag attacks and they were becoming a dangerous phenomenon. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Ali Joseph James, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. James, why is it that Israelis continuously disrespect places of worship?
Well, I would say it's the religion that they practice, Talmudism. A lot of people don't realize that Judaism is based on the Talmud, not on the law of Moses. The Talmud is, in fact, their holy book. And the Talmud disrespects all other people. They have no respect for non-Jews, and they refer to us as goyim, less than human in many of their writings. So you can expect that fanatical Jews like this man who was arrested, being educated under a religion like that, can be very violent. It was obviously not as bad as the Baruch Goldstein incident in 1994. Where Mr. Goldstein, another fanatical Jew, assassinated 29 Muslims, shot them all in the back while they were praying in a mosque. The Israelis actually had the audacity to erect a monument for the man, okay? And the French JDL actually praised Baruch Goldstein's actions. So the mentality of the Jewish people derives directly from the Talmud, which is a very evil book. Their religion is not based on the laws of Moses in any way, shape, or form.
And of course, there's no condemnation by the West for these attacks, and they easily get away with such acts of crime.
Yes. Well, that's explained because here in America and also Great Britain, Germany, France, the Jewish power elite, the banksters, the Rothschilds here in America, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, etc. These people, in the main, control the media. And so when you have the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, etc., when you have groups like this influencing our Congress and manipulating our president, well, they don't care about it. They take on the same attitude toward non-Jews as the Jews themselves do. Okay, so therefore, our politicians don't give a damn about anybody but Jews. You know, they may pay lip service to, you know, the suffering of other people, but when the Jews control America to the extent they do, and Britain and France and Germany, you're not going to get any sympathy for non-Jews anywhere else in the world.
All right, Ali Joseph James, political commentator from Chicago. Thanks for your time there, sir.